Editor's note. The following article details highlights of events which have been reported in the Kenora Courier during the course of 2023 to serve as a source of nostalgia for the year that has passed. Dates listed refer to publication dates and not to dates of the events. January Jan. 12 Mayor Mike Quaz said Town Council was halfway through its four-year mandate, and while many projects had been completed, work to improve the community was ongoing. The Preceville U18 Pats, including a number of Kenora players, won three straight games over the holiday season. At the Kenora Golf and Country Club, Queen Elizabeth II Jubilee medals were presented to deserving recipients from across the Kenora Pelly riding. Jan. 19 The Kenora foursome skipped by Brandon Zaravloff won the Duck Mountain Super League Curling Championship by going undefeated through the playoffs in Kenora. Tarrington Wyanzek, who has ties to Kenora, experienced a career highlight as a linesman at the World Junior Hockey Championship. Toby Olenek of Buchanan scored a pretty goal to start the Kenora Cobras senior hockey team on the way to a dominant 11-3 win over the visiting Ituna Avalanche Jan. 26 Kenora Pelly MLA Terry Dennis and his predecessor Ken Kravitz found out they were on a list of approximately 200 names of Canadians sanctioned by the Russian government, and therefore banned from entering Russia. Hockey players from Kenora and area under the age of 7 came together for the U7 Jamboree, where they played actual games and also rotated through drills focused on skill development. Kenora, Sturgis RCMP responded to a call of a male hitchhiker on Highway 5 by Rama who was not dressed for the cold, after being left on the side of the road following an argument. February Feb. 2 In spite of bitterly cold temperatures outside, a very successful Kenora Minor Hockey Day filled with six games, went off without a hitch, according to President Stacey Vangan. For the first time in several years, after the removal of COVID-19 restrictions, in-person Global Week of Prayer for Christian Unity services were held in Kenora. Thanks to financial support from River Ridge Fish and Game totaling $8,000, archers from Kenora Composite School and Kenora Junior Elementary School will be able to continue to develop their skills. Feb. 9 The Good Spirit Cross Country Ski Club reported that cross-country ski trails are attracting more and more skiers each year. Surrounded by family and friends, Lena Kabelka celebrated her 100th birthday at Gateway Lodge in Kenora. The U18 Preceville Pats, including a number of Kenora players, kicked off their provincial run with a comeback win over Humboldt. Feb. 16 Kenora Auto Electric, owned by Al Witwitke, ended its century-long presence in Kenora. The Good Spirit 4-H Junior Curling Team won the NAY Regional 4-H Playdowns in Kelvington, with team members Paisley Wolkowski, Jackson Collin, Lane Harper, Rachel Armbrister, Jordan Lukey and Jesse Lukey. The CCS Senior Girls Basketball Team, coached by Olivia Gordon and Bailey Potts, finished second at the Kenora Tournament. Feb. 23A Safety Patrol program was started at Kenora Composite School to improve the safety of students at times of exiting and entering school buses. CCS graduate Clay Sleva, a member of the Yorkton Terriers, was named a community ambassador and SJHL All-Star. The trails were lit, the weather was near ideal and over 70 skiers came out for the Lamplighter Loppet hosted by the Good Spirit Cross Country Ski Club. March 2. Joining communities all across Canada, a candlelight vigil was held at the Ukrainian Heritage Museum in Kenora to mark 1 year since the Russians attacked Ukraine. Scott Gulliker, the engineer that designed a bridge in the RM of Clayton that collapsed within hours of opening to the public, was temporarily prohibited from practicing. To complement the subject material in the Grade 11 Foundation's 30 class, CCS math teacher Thomas Lowes invited Kristen Olson and Sean Plosh of Crossroads Credit Union to speak to the class. March 9. Ken Rahlheiser of Kenora, regular columnist for the Kenora Courier, released his second book comprised of those columns, Pause for Reflection. After the completion of training involving CCS Grade 5 students, the students immediately started their patrols. For the first time in 10 years, the CCS Junior Boys basketball team won the district championship. March 16. Kenora Minor Ball was preparing for the upcoming season, offering mixed baseball and girls softball in age groups ranging from U8 up to U18. Joey Pelagian of Kenora signed with the Regina Thunder junior football team to continue his football career while studying at the University of Regina. The Kenora rink skipped by Terry Wilson won the A event championship at the Kenora Men's Bondspiel. March 23. The Kenora Veselka Ukrainian Dancers Intermediate Group 1 brought home gold and silver medals from the Tavria Festival in Regina. The rink skipped by Jordi Zabitnev won the Kenora Junior Curling Funspiel. The Kenora Composite School Senior Boys Basketball Team made it to the semifinal round before being eliminated at conference playoffs. March 30. Kenora Council approved a non-profit museum grant of $2,000 for the Kenora Ukrainian Heritage Museum. It was announced that pavement sealing work on Highway 5 near Invermay will take place in 2024. A 50-year-old male suspected of launching fireworks at three Toronto area police divisions was arrested at a Kenora motel after briefly locking himself in a hotel room and later attempting to elude police on foot. April 6. Audrey Rychok led the participants in the Pisanka Writing Workshop at the Ukrainian Heritage Museum in Kenora through the steps in this popular tradition. The Kenora, Sturgis RCMP were called to a theft complaint where a male grabbed a bottle of vodka and walked out of the Kenora Gateway Co-op liquor store without paying. The Robert Wasilenko and Ron Hone teams tied for first place at the Kenora Mixed Windup Bondspiel, the final event of the curling season. April 13. For the first time, the St. Joseph Roman Catholic Church held a Way of the Crosswalk to commemorate the last days of Jesus as a man. At the Kenora Minor Hockey Awards evening, the Jerry Majdanek Award for Volunteers went to Terry Demchuk. Tomas Hauber of Kenora received the Best Defenseman Award for the U18 Pats at the Preceful Minor Hockey Awards night. April 20, Kenora and District Fire Rescue is on the lookout for more recruits. The gold medal winners for the 2022-23 shuffleboard season at the Keene Age Center were Elsie Obodiak and Glenn Lesson. The U18 Preceville Pats won the Major Hockey League A banner with contributions from a number of Kenora players, Briel Biblo, Bronson Heschke, Hunter Lamb, Cody Vangen, Wyatt Wolkowski, Porter Wolkowski and Tomas Hauber. April 27, Danielle Duchik of Kenora performed a solo Ukrainian dance, giving Ukraine newcomers a taste of the culture of their homeland at a special welcome event in Kenora. Jada Nordine and Noah Prychik of Kenora joined forces to qualify for badminton conference playdowns. Brett Drozd, grandson of Olga Drozd of Kenora, shared how he has been offering humanitarian aid in war-torn Ukraine. May 4 Kenora and District Fire Rescue hosted a weekend vehicle extrication training program for volunteer firefighters, helping them stay up to date on the latest rescue techniques and equipment. SGT. Bailey Potts showed her RCMP vehicle, complete with lights and noisemakers, to all the children at Kenora Children's Center and Kidspace. CCS advanced four doubles teams to district badminton playoffs. Gurmanpreet Singh and Gunjanpreet Kaur, Ira Mikatishin and Tucker Majdanek, Mika Unik and Josie Merva, and Paisley Wolkowski and Maddie Duchik. May 11, Kenora archers from grades 4 to 12 won three team medals and six individual medals at NASP Provincials. Win Fedorchik announced he was running for the NDP nomination for the Kenora Pelly riding heading into the next provincial election. At the Crossroads Credit Union AGM, Walter Ostaforov, board president, reported that Crossroads had a positive, successful year with dividends being allocated back to its members. May 18, the 47th annual Veselka Ukrainian Dance Concert at Kenora Composite School provided a welcome opportunity to celebrate Ukrainian culture along with the dedication and talent of the featured student dancers. The Darina Harvey Band thoroughly entertained an enthusiastic local audience at Kenora Composite School. Seeding was progressing very slowly in the east central region as snow and excess water were slow to disappear. May 25, as the temperature climbed, things were getting busy for owner Cora Tibbett and the staff at Kenora Greenhouse. At the pre-district track and field meet in Yorkton, Henry Craig of Kenora won gold medals in intermediate boys long jump, triple jump and high jump. At the Kenora Composite School graduation barbecue fundraiser, Toby Olenek, Joey Pelagian and Tomas Hauber were among the hardworking members of the grad class flipping burgers and serving customers. June 1, the Kenora Tourism Fundraising Committee unveiled a pair of new Kenora signs at the entrances to the community at the south and north ends of Norway Road. Incumbent Terry Dennis and Buchanan Mayor Sean Wilson each declared their intention to run for the Sask Party nomination for the Kenora Pelly constituency in the next provincial election. Students at Kenora Junior Elementary School took part in a bike safety rodeo put on by members of Kenora and District Fire Rescue and the Kenora, Sturgis RCMP. June 8, Terrington Wyanzek, who has ties to Kenora, experienced a career milestone when he worked at a linesman at the World Hockey Championship in Finland. Tom Carnahan, Padre for the Kenora branch of the Royal Canadian Legion, spoke at the dedication of the new Veterans Monument during Decoration Day at the Kenora Cemetery. Travis Mentanko of the Supers homered, doubled, and drove in 5 runs in a 7-3 Kenora win over the Yorkton Marlins. June 15 at the Kenora Composite School Awards Night, grade 12 student Zoe Thomas won 3 athletic awards and 7 academic awards. Led by WO-1 Aaron Chassé, cadet parade commander, the Kenora Air Cadets marched past the reviewing stand during the annual ceremonial review. Talented young CCS actors explored the theme of identity in the CCS drama production, Identity Play, or Who You Are When You Think You Are. June 22 at the 8th Annual River Ridge Fish and Game Gun Show in Kenora. Those who enjoy guns and related activities had plenty to see with displays by 32 vendors covering 115 tables. Kenora athletes won a pair of medals in track and field provincials. Matthew Makowski took silver in the high jump and Joey Pelagian was a member of the bronze medal winning 4x100m district relay team. At Co-op Equity Days in Kenora, Orest Luchuk received his equity check from Gateway Co-op General Manager Brad Chambers. June 29 Fr. Joachim Rack officially retired from his position as Ukrainian Catholic Minister of Kenora and many surrounding communities. Members of Kenora and District Fire Rescue were called to a major, multiple cabin fire at Burgess Beach, according to Jess Harper, Fire Chief. During Kenora Minor Ball Day, a total of 15 games took place featuring Kenora's 9 baseball teams and 6 girls softball teams. July 6 under near-ideal weather, the 28 Kenora Composite School graduates were honored at King George Park in Kenora. As valedictorian, Kaylee Sliva brought back special memories for her classmates while helping everyone else get to know the 2023 CCS graduates a bit better. With back-to-back wins in Melville and Langenberg, the Kenora Supers wrapped up first place in the Southeast Senior Baseball League final regular season standings. July 13, Kenora Town Council approved a bylaw allowing the operation of golf carts on the public highways within the municipality. Invermay School 2023 graduates honored were Hallie Posniak, David Keller, Nathaniel Minhinnick, Jesse Grichowski and Kayla Dubas. Jack Craig received the Grade 11 Most Outstanding GSSD Band Member Award from Nathan Seggers at the band's annual awards night. July 20, after 4 decades of serving God in East Central Saskatchewan, and 28 years at the STS. Peter and Paul Ukrainian Catholic Church in Kenora, a farewell, retirement social was held for Father Joachim Rack. The Kenora, Sturgis RCMP reported that art supplies were stolen from Kenora Composite School. The Crystal Lake Recreation Board hosted a one-day concert on the beach featuring award-winning J.J. Voss. August 10 the Kenora Supers clinched their 4th consecutive Southeast Senior Baseball League championship with a 3-1 series win over the Parkland Pirates. Joined by councillors Eric Sweeney, Denise Leslie and Brad Gabora, Mayor Mike Quaz performed the ribbon cutting to officially open the Kenora Aquatic Park. As part of the Kenora in Bloom festivities, members and visitors gathered to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Keene Age Center in Kenora. August 17 Filling the Gap Food Bank in Kenora was in urgent need of financial support in order to meet the need from local families for back-to-school support. Kenora Town Council passed new restrictions on when lawns can be watered. The St. Andrew's United Church pierogi lunch was one of the most popular events during Kenora in Bloom. August 24 Colby Fast of Kenora was one of 160 registered archers who participated in the 28th Assiniboine River Archery Club 3D shoot. In spite of cloudy and drizzly weather, Gateway Co-op hosted a kids' pool party and barbecue at the new Kenora Aquatic Park. Over 700 pilgrims gathered at the Shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes in Rama in celebration the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. August 31. Michael Woolard was the official winner of the nomination to be the NDP candidate in the Kenora Pelly constituency for the next provincial election. The Kenora Cobras dunk tank drew a large crowd at the Live and Play Street Festival, including a young thrower who had the privilege of dunking RCMP Sergeant Derek Friesen. At the gathering to mark the 32nd anniversary of Ukrainian independence held at the Ukrainian Heritage Museum in Kenora, Father Ivan Simko led a prayer for Ukraine in the battle to stand up to its enemies. September 7. The Arnold Myron Sales of Kenora Chuckwagon came thundering down the outside of the track to win a heat at Kenora Ag Days. Planting trees at the Kenora Sports Grounds to create a park atmosphere were Priyank Patel, Aaron Harridges, Chris Curry and Bronson Heshka. The Kenora, Sturgis RCMP responded to a call where, in poor visibility due to heavy fog south of Kenora on Highway 9, a semi-driver drove into the ditch to avoid a collision with a train. Sept. 14. With increasing money-related pressure faced by filling the Gap Food Bank in Kenora, the donation of a side of beef by Gateway Co-op was a welcome boost. With 26 years of experience as an educator, Shauna Stengel, the new principal at Kenora Junior Elementary School, was excited about helping the school's students excel. Jenna Campbell joined her daughters Skylar, grade 4, and Hazel, kindergarten, to see them off on the first morning of the new school year. Sept. 21. Rebecca Hort, a graduate of Kenora Composite School and the owner of a Bachelor of Science in Agriculture degree from the U of S, grew sunflowers reaching up to 15 feet high on her garden in Buchanan. The Kenora Composite School SRC hosted an assembly and set up fun games to welcome new students and welcome back returning students. Valeria Casa of Kenora had the memorable experience of attending World Youth Day in Portugal. Sept. 28. At the fundraiser barbecue held at Gateway Co-op, Daryl Ortinsky was one of the first in line to buy a burger and a beverage in support of the CJES Outdoor Classroom Project. Approximately 250 CJES and CCS students showed their support and participated in the Terry Fox run at the CCS track. Elisha Enge filled up the tank for Greg Gorilitsa at the Gateway Co-op Fuel Good Day in support of CJES and other local community organizations. October 5. The cognitive cooking class held in Kenora, led by Julie Beidel, was all about learning cooking strategies to encourage good mental health. Derek Serdachny, CCS vice principal, reported another successful growing season for the school garden, where students can pick up skills to help them both now and in the future. Aaron Nagy, a CIBC customer service representative in Kenora, raised over $7,300 for the CIBC run for the cure. October 12. After taking over the position about a month earlier, Health Minister Tim McLeod visited Kenora to tour the Kenora Hospital and Gateway Lodge. Students in the History 20 class at CCS, taught by Olivia Gordon, showcased their realistic diorama projects which focused on trench warfare in the First World War. Tyson Megley was one of the farmers received a Rama Co-op harvest bag filled with co-op snacks and beverages as part of their program to recognize farmers during the harvest season. October 19. Firefighter Shannon Lesson was busy flipping pancakes to make sure everyone was well fed at the Kenora and District Firefighters Pancake Breakfast during Fire Prevention Week. Kenora native Cheyenne Feduk was enjoying strong community support after opening CF Aesthetics in her hometown. Adam Gursky was one of the first in line to be vaccinated at the flu and COVID-19 clinic at Rainbow Hall in Kenora. October 26. After more than 1,000 votes were counted, Sean Wilson was declared the winner over Terry Dennis for the Sask Party nomination in the next provincial election. Sharon Murray, Buchanan Library Board Chair, cut the cake at the Buchanan Library 45th anniversary celebration. At the 75th Annual International Credit Union Day, the Kenora Golf Course received $5,000 toward the purchase of a fairway mower from the Crossroads Community Investment Fund. November 2. Vic Hamer, who enjoys spending time at Burgess Beach in summer, continued to bring fresh water and other life-changing resources to the needy in Kenya. The Kenora Cougars senior boys volleyball team came up big when it mattered most, finishing first at the Kenora Senior Boys Volleyball Tournament. At the Ukrainian Heritage Museum in Kenora, Dorothy Korol, treasurer, and Bernie Marchenko, president, displayed a recent local donation of Ukrainian clothing, most of which originally came from Ukraine. November. 9 students from Kenora Composite School completed their Scare Away Hunger Halloween food drive, dropping off the donations at Filling the Gap Food Bank. With Rhett Ludba and Ty Sleva of Kenora playing prominent roles, the U18AA Sask East Richardson Pioneer Oilers defeated the Moose Jaw Warriors 4-3 in overtime at the Kenora Civic Center. Ty Korol, 13, of Kenora, inspired a successful fall supper fundraiser for upkeep of the Mazeppa Cemetery, where his baba, Marlene Korol, was laid to rest approximately a year earlier. November. 16 RCMPCST. Derek Friesen laid a wreath to pay tribute to those who served Canada at the Remembrance Day service held at the Kenora Cenotaph on an unusually mild November 11 morning. Principal Shauna Stengel of the Kenora Junior Elementary School addressed a meeting with parents to clear the air regarding the school's controversial Halloween activities. With the largest crowd in attendance for a Gateway Co-op meeting in recent memory, a vote was held at Rainbow Hall on a motion to remove the currently elected Kenora District delegates and elect a new delegate body. The motion was defeated. November 23. At the Parkland Regional Library, life coach and author Lynn Harley read from her book, What If You Could, which is of interest to all age groups. Joseph Karuvala of the Catholic Church in Kenora and Kamsack donated all new winter coats at no charge, available to those in need in the two communities during the cold winter season. Jack Craig, grade 12 student, played the last post during the Kenora Composite School Remembrance Day service. November 30. During Holodomor week, a banner detailing this man-made catastrophe in the Ukraine was on display at the Kenora Town Office to mark the 90th anniversary of this tragedy. Pastor Mavis Watson, volunteer administrator at Filling the Gap Food Bank in Kenora, encouraged local residents to give what they can to support those in need so they can put food on the table during the Christmas season. Aided by funding from the hospital auxiliary, the Kenora Hospital acquired a Lucas chest compression system to be used at times when staffing levels are too low to perform the task. December. Deck. 7. Peter Wychar, Sharon Chesielski and Robert Wasilenko were among the curlers who took to the ice to start a busy new season in Kenora at the Sylvia Fedorik Center. Mary Hubbard of Kenora took in an injured rough-legged hawk after opening the Majestic Raptor Rehab, a sanctuary for birds of prey. The Kenora Cobras senior hockey team hosted the Wapella Hawks and led pretty much from start to finish in an impressive 7-3 victory. Deck. 14. A number of players from the Kenora Cobras senior hockey team, including Logan Wolkowski and Captain Riley Stefanishin, threw on their jerseys and joined the fun at Skate with Santa. After many requests from fans, Ron Kalmakoff of Kenora released his first holiday single, Christmas Once Again. The Kenora U9 Cobras hosted an 8-team half ice hockey tournament at the Kenora Civic Center. Deck. 21. Kenora and area residents once again showed their generosity through toy and cash donations, which filled the ambulance parked outside the Red Apple store for Fill the Sleigh Day. During the CJES Winter Wonderland Family Engagement Afternoon, the kindergarten to grade 2 choir enjoyed doing the actions while singing If I Could Fly Like a Snowflake. The Kenora Hotel was the site of the Assiniboine chapter of the Superannuated Teachers of Saskatchewan 50th Anniversary Dinner, with Sue Amundrid, STS Provincial Vice President, serving as guest speaker.